This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. I think I can confidently predict one political policy hot topic for the coming year.
Redistricting.
Also known as reapportionment, it's come up no less than four times in meetings this past month alone. What is it, you ask? Jeremy Alford of LawPolitics.com explains.
The legislature is charged every 10 years with redrawing political lines for everything from a city council district to their own districts.
The process won't actually happen till 2021 after the 2020 census is completed. So why is it coming up now? Melinda DeLotte with Associated Press says.
There's a Supreme Court case pending right now involving the voting lines that were drawn in Wisconsin. It could impact redistricting around the country.
The case, Gill v. Whitford, was argued before the U.S. High Court in October. At issue is alleged partisanship in the way district lines were drawn after the 2010 census, to favor one political party over another, depending on the legislature's majority. Greg Hilburn with Gannett Newspapers elaborates.
Those districts have been drawn to where they're all your supporters, or at least supporters of your philosophy, whether that be Democrat, Republican.
It's also known as gerrymandering, and a nonpartisan group called Fair Districts Louisiana is holding a day-long seminar at LSU January 19th to look into ways to make Louisiana's next reapportionment process more transparent. DeLotte says they're going to run into resistance from state lawmakers.
Fundamentally, I don't see the legislature wanting to give up the ability to redo its own districts.
But then again,
they may get forced into it just purely by the Supreme Court ruling.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.